Attorney General. David, how are you?
Good morning, Tony. I'm doing thank you. How are you doing?
Well, I'm doing very well. I'm going to probably do what you would like me to do. I'm going to put the stump up there and help you up there, and you got one opportunity to say why we should vote for you as opposed to Bill Schuette for the Attorney General position for the state of Michigan.
Well, your listening audience, I'm asking for your vote because, first and foremost, I'm the only prosecutor in the race. 20,000 cases under my belt with a 95% conviction rate. My opponent has never handled a single case, not one. Secondly, I want to reform state government. I have a 5-point reform plan to change things, to shake it up, to stop the lifetime health care benefits, to cut pay, to stop the revolving door between legislating and lobbying. My opponent is the ultimate insider. He cannot reform government. He's part of the problem. When he was there, he gave himself a 38% pay raise. Last but certainly not least, I want to be the Attorney General for the people. I want to represent ordinary citizens. I want to be there for the folks and not for the insurance companies, not for the banks, not for the credit card companies, not for the special interests. The Attorney General is the people's lawyer. And that's what David Layton will be when he becomes Michigan's next Attorney General.
David, do you believe that Mike Cox in the Attorney General's office has done a good job?
I think I'll do things differently. I think I'll do things much more aggressively and efficiently when it comes to child support collection. I mean, they've just tried to come up with this ridiculous ad that I won't collect child support. I do collect child support as a county prosecutor. I'm the only one in the race who's ever collected a penny. We've collected millions. I'll just do it more aggressively and more efficiently. And I'll represent the people and not the special interests. That's the big difference that you'll see.
Do you think that the state of Michigan should be involved in lawsuits against the Obama health care plan?
Well, the Patient's Bill of Rights, which is what it's officially called, allows for folks to have prenatal care if a woman is pregnant, keep your kids on the policy till they're age 26. It allows individuals to stay on a policy even if they get sick or have a pre-existing condition. These are all good things. So we need to make it better is what we need to do. It's not going to be made better by a crass political lawsuit paid for by hard-earned Michiganians' tax dollars.
As the prosecutor for Genesee County, anything new with the Flint slasher case?
We have some court dates coming up next month. He's charged with 3 homicides, 5 assault with intent to murders. He had a bit of a skirmish in the jail last week. He did come to court, and that's the day the judge set the dates. He's not an American citizen, as many of your listeners know, but he will face American justice.
And, David, before I let you go, how do you feel? You nervous? You apprehensive? You anxious?
Well, it's kind of like, you know, I've tried so many cases in my career, and the jury will now be called upon to render a verdict. That's basically how I feel. And anytime the jury's out, yeah, I'm a little anxious.
All right, Mr. Layton, thanks so much for giving us the opportunity over the course of this campaign to talk with you. We really appreciate your time.
Thank you, and I'm asking for all of your listening audience's votes today. I'd very much appreciate it.